You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Joining me this morning, I have one of the legends, one of the monarchs, one of the absolute landmarks in New Zealand music. I am chatting to Lisa Paris, who is telling us about the Tate Music Prize 2024 finalists. Oh, how are you doing this morning, Lisa?
Oh, kia ora. Doing really well, thank you. Pretty excited this morning. Things are going off, pinging off with the Tate Music Prize announcement. So excited to be on Radio 1.
Oh my gosh, we're stoked to have you. I feel like this has been a long time coming, and what better way to celebrate than the Tate Music Prize? For anybody who may not be familiar what it is, please give us a wee rundown, wee recap.
Yeah, for sure. So Tate Music Prize, this is our 15th year actually of being in that, and it's named after the legendary music journalist Dylan Tate, who left us in 2003. But Dylan was just this amazing reporter that actually made it onto TV Late News and Nightline and 6 o'clock news, featuring music that would never make it on to mainstream news media these days. So and he scored interviews with Bob Marley and just would chase people around Sweetwaters. Just a real legend. So in his spirit, he was a big promoter of New Zealand music as well, of course, and chased the Datsuns when they were first about to take off back in the day. So it's named after him. And it's really about, the award focuses on the strength of the music in an album. It's not about popularity. It's not about how much you've sold or what label you're signed to or anything like that. It's about the album and its integrity and its quality. And as you can imagine, with the quality of music that comes out of New Zealand, some of the judging panels can be quite passionate. We do have criteria to work to, thankfully, and it all always works out in the end. But it's a great award. I just love it because it, like the SRN, right? It's passionate music lovers talking about music. It's a really humble and, I think, very special award.
Absolutely. And exactly like you were saying, I feel like all of us who have our heart and souls in the SRN, we're all massive music geeks as well. And so as a result, right, we're like nitpicking absolutely every song and we're like, how does the song make me feel? Like, how does the song resonate with every aspect of my life? And absolutely just like digesting it down to its very core with absolutely all of our enzymes. So it is a really, really big deal to be announced within the finalists, right?
Yeah, totally. And like, there is hundreds of people that enter to be considered, and then it goes to this massive judging panel. So members wise, for at IMNZ, Independent Music New Zealand, we have about 1500 1700 members altogether. So voting, you know, voting goes out to all of those. Everyone puts their choices in, and then it kind of, there's always sort of a top list, and then there's a judging panel that's completely separate to that initial panel that come together in a room and then decide on who's going to be, who's in the top echelon. And they have about at least 8 weeks to digest all of the records so that when they come together, which will be kind of end of March this year, to do that round on who's going to be the ultimate winner of Tate Music Prize, they're all had the time to digest and get their opinions ready.
Absolutely insane, eh? Like getting all your facts together to lay them out in front of the lawyer and be like, listen, this is why I'm right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Right. And of course, this was announced 8:30 a.m. this morning,
yes,
bright and early, literally like an hour and a half ago. And as soon as I saw the nominations list, I almost fell over backwards. I was grabbing onto my seat, tying my shoelaces because I was blown away.
How good is it?
So yeah, good. Now, let's stop teasing everyone. Let's tell us who are the finalists. Can you please give us a wee rundown, Lisa?
And the finalists are for the 2024 Tate Music Prize. Dick Move with their sophomore album Wet. The beautiful Ebony Lamb with her first solo album, self-titled Ebony Lamb. Ernie Bell with her sophomore album Not Your Cupid. The inimitable Homebrew with Run It Back. The amazing Mermaidens with their self-titled album. Oh, and fantastically, Shepherd's Rain, South Auckland's heavy metal incredible force with their album A La Mai. Beautiful Tiny Ruins with her latest album Ceremony. Tom Lark's debut as Brave Star. And Unknown Mortal Orchestra are back on the list again with their latest B. And the amazing Vera Allen with Ideal Home Noise. I bet you played all of those artists would have been on Radio 1. So talk about fit the bill. Yeah.
Absolutely. Like that lineup is so stacked. They're all regulars that we just run here at Radio 1. So any listener here at Radio 1, both casual and all of our very loyal listeners, you will recognise those names and recognise the weight and quality of those selections of music. Lisa, I think that we are sort of seeing music awards, especially overseas, you know, all those big dogs, don't need to name names because we know exactly who they are. They're really basing these awards based on, you know, streaming and popularity. And even though they say it can be for the quality of the music and, you know, that sort of thing, I think that that's not really reflected in the nominations and then also who wins. What exactly goes into the selection process for the finalists? Because I'm sure it's a massive, massive list that you have to wean down to very few artists.
Yeah, exactly. I wish I'd actually pulled up the criteria in front of me to go through with you, but as I mentioned before, it's really about the quality of recording, and I don't mean expensive, new, flashy, but that it reflects the style of music that it's in. Production, and man, there's some producers on these records as well. The list is really incredible. So I think Dick Move recorded in the Beth studio and had Peter from Wax Chattels producing, and there's just all this community vibes that's very strong in there. But look, the quality of these albums that people are talking about, sometimes it can get down to how's the artwork, you know, because it's hard to split hairs. And because it is part of the package, the music always stands forefront. But sometimes I have been in rooms where the artwork is mentioned.
Like down to the last grain of rice.
Yeah, it is pretty much that. But look, at the end of the day, there is always like a, everyone agrees in the room at the end of the day before you leave those judging panels.
Amazing. And, you know, this process is very rigorous and it is very nitpicky, and that is because it is a very prestigious award. Some of the past winners include Anthony Tonin, Avondale Bowling Club, Lord, SJD, Lady Six, and the list is just like absolutely stacked from top to bottom. Our most recent winner from last year was Princess Chelsea with Everything Is Going To Be Alright. That was an incredible project, and that award was so, so well deserved. When are the awards for this year? We want to mark our calendars.
Oh, good. So the award night is in April 23rd. It's on a Tuesday. We always have it on a Tuesday. And alongside this main prize award, we also announce the winners for the Auckland Live Best Independent Debut Award, which is an award created to help bring newcomers up through the industry as well and get some recognition for the great work that they do. So we'll be announcing the finalists for that award in a few more weeks. Happy to come back on here and let you know who they are.
Oh, please.
we also do an IMNZ Classic Record, which is based on records that have been out in the world for over 20 years and that have contributed to the culture of New Zealand, and also a New Zealand On Air Outstanding Music Journalism Award. And that's really just to try and pump up the prestige and recognising the influence that great journalism has around for music, and also the Independent Spirit Award as well, which recognises people that have contributed a lot to the independent sector of music in New Zealand. So yeah, April 23rd.
It is going to be a very, very big night. Hold your horses though, team. Check out those list of finalists. Get amongst, get to know if you don't know already, because that is the biggest rookie mistake, watching an award show and then not knowing who's winning the award. Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. Lisa, thank you so much for your time this morning. Absolutely adore your work. So excited for these awards on the 23rd of April. Woohoo!
Yay! Kia ora! Thanks,
Candice. How good! Oh my gosh, Lisa's so awesome. That was Lisa Parrish to tell us a little bit more about the Tate Music Prize at 2024. Here for you now, one of the winners from last year, the winner from last year. This is Princess Chelsea with Forever is a Charm. Keep it locked here on The One. Late Breakfast with Candice on The One. Stay locked here on The One. Don't go anywhere. This is The One. All right, The One. This is The One.
Forever is a charm and it's never getting better.
That was a Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.